Luke 3:15, expectation. I want to talk to you about expecting to encounter God at all moments. In the book of Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 20, we see John the Baptist preaching to the people. In verse 15, the Bible says, "Now as the people were in expectation and all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not." Did you notice that? The people were in expectation. What were they in expectation for? The Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. The people were in expectation and waiting for the Messiah to appear. Here's the thing. I am convinced that we need to be expecting to meet with God all the time. This isn't a diss on anybody, but look, it's time that we prepare our hearts and expect God encounters. How often do people go to church without any expectations? Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." This is a promise that Jesus has spoken to us. If two or more people are gathered together in the name of Jesus, he is there in the midst. When you read through the gospel accounts, everywhere Jesus went, miracles followed. If we believe the scripture that Jesus is in the midst of us, then our expectations for God's glory should be so much higher. We should be expecting God to move amongst us, to move through us, to operate in us. We should be expecting to lay our hands on sick people and see them be healed in the name of Jesus. We should be expecting to feel the love and the joy and the peace of God. I don't go anywhere anymore without expecting God to do something miraculous through me. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." I know who my identity in Christ is. Therefore, I can expect to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. I know that the enemy cannot harm me because of who is in me. Therefore, when I walk into a place, I expect the atmosphere to change as I release the kingdom of God. Light always expels darkness. If you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, then you are in the light. Look, there's good news for you today. Jesus overcame everything. He's victorious. The battle's been won. There's not a war that's raging here. Jesus overcame death. He overcame the enemy. We need to understand that. There is no struggle in the kingdom of God. God's not up there on his throne sweating, wondering what the outcome's going to be, wondering what's going to happen. No, the battle's been won. I've read the end of the book. We are victorious. Jesus overcame. We can walk in great expectation every moment, wondering what the Lord's going to do, expecting him to do something great through us. As the people were in expectation in Luke chapter 3, verse 15, expecting the appearance of the Christ, we too also need to be in expectation of the return of Christ. Knowing that the day draws nigh, our focus needs to be on heaven, waiting, anticipating, expecting him to return for us. If you do that, when I do that, our attitude changes and our motivation increases. Our hearts begin to break for the lost souls, knowing that when Jesus returns, they will be left behind. One last point. I have found that the greater my expectation is in encountering God, the more often he shows up. God, I'm expecting you to show up because this is beyond my ability. You have to show up, God. I'm expecting you to show up. And you know what? He does. He does, over and over again. The more you expect God to show up in your life and anticipate him coming into your situation, he does. Daddy likes to show off. He likes to show off for us because he loves us. Will you please join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, please increase my expectations to experience you. May I expect you to do great and mighty things through me. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.